There shall not be found within thee any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, one that useth divination, one that practiseth augury, or an enchanter, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12. Necromancy, astrology, witchcraft, sorcery, prognostication, and divination are just a few of the various avenues through which mankind attempt to find the answers of life. Our society, as others, have been filled with adoration for the devices and trickery of men. Demonology, voodoo, and all sort of black arts are waiting to dazzle the minds of the young. When the evangelist Philip was preaching the gospel in the city of Samaria, he encountered one Simon, a sorcerer, who amazed the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is that power of God which is called great." And they gave heed to him, because that of long time he had amazed them with his sorceries. Acts 8:11. Luke recorded an event the Apostle Paul dealt with, saying, "And it came to pass, as we were going to the place of prayer, that a certain maid, having a spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same, following after Paul and us, cried out, saying, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim unto you the way of salvation.' And this she did for many days. But Paul, being sore troubled, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I charge thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And it came out that very hour." Acts chapter 16, 16 through 18. Whether it be these, or Elymas the sorcerer, Jannes and Jambres who withstood Moses, Balaam, or the witch of Endor, of whom Saul made inquiry, though they be not as visible today as they were thousands of years ago, they are still very much alive. What is the child of God to make of these events and the effects they may have on our lives? What of those who practice such today? How should this type of worship be regarded? To this, the Apostle Paul said, "Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what portion hath a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God. Even as God said, 'I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be to you a father, and ye shall be to me sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to contemplate the words of Samuel, saying, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as idolatry and teraphim." 1 Samuel 15 and verse 23.